Summer! Bran screamed. And Summer came, shooting from the dimness behind them a leaping shadow. He slammed into Shaggy Dog and knocked him back, and the two direwolves rolled over and over in a tangle of grey and black fur, snapping and biting at each other, while Maester Luwin struggled to his knees, his arm torn and bloody. Usher propped Bran up against Lord Rickard's stone wolf as she hurried to assist the maester. In the light of the guttering torch, shadow wolves 20 feet tall fought on the wall and roof.
"Shaggy!"
a small voice called. When Bran looked up, his little brother was standing in the mouth of Father's tomb. With one final snap at Summer's face, Shaggy Dog broke off and bounded to Rickon's side.
"You let my father be,"
Rickon warned Luwin.
"You let him be."
"Rickon," Bran said softly, "father's not here."
"Yes, he is. I saw him."
Tears glistened on Rickon's face.
"I saw him last night."
"In your dream?" Rickon nodded.
"You leave him. You leave him be. He's coming home now, like he promised. He's coming home."
Bran had never seen Maester Luwin look so uncertain before. Blood dripped down his arm, where Shaggy Dog had shredded the wool of his sleeve and the flesh beneath.